This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, my panties are all officially up in a bunch. I am in such a bad mood. First, let me tell you what, we got some news that we're going to talk about today. Like, we have, I don't know, somebody from the CDC who went missing. All right, did you guys hear about this? Okay, I know, I'm just so beyond upset about things, but I got to tell you guys what the news is, then I'll get back to what I'm upset about. Anyway, yeah, we have somebody who has been missing now for 2 weeks, right? Having left the CDC, we don't know if he's infected with something, we don't know what happened, but he is missing. So kind of makes you nervous about, okay, well, what happened there? Then we have a little girl who was turned away by her doctor for being 5 minutes late, something that many of you guys get all the time, where you're a few minutes late, you get turned away. Now there's an investigation. And will doctors have to stop turning you away and kicking you out of their office for you being late, even though doctors are late all the time? We have pediatricians really beyond themselves with teen depression and how to maybe keep, how to, shall we say, filter them out and find which kids should definitely be away from guns. They want to make, quote unquote, a safety plan. It makes some sense. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a Florida Governor Rick Scott now has a $500 million action plan after the Parkland shooting. We'll see what he wants to do and if it's really going to actually help. And then we have a tourist that supposedly infected, who was infected with the measles, possibly infected others because they were running around New York, art museum, area hotels. So again, we'll talk about the measles. And this one blows my mind. 1 in 4 of our teenagers, right, have either received or given a sext, meaning taken a picture of their private parts and sent it to somebody. 25% of our kids. So if you have 4 kids, one of them is sexting. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, guys, you might not want to listen to this because I really need to rip women a new one. I am so beyond ticked. Okay, this idea that there's a sisterhood, that there's a womanhood, that women have each other's back, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. And it all started today driving to work. Okay? I mean, this has been going on for a while. I've been really, really mad. I'm like, okay, where's my sisters? You know, where's my sisterhood? And I just don't see it, ladies. I just don't see it. So today, I'm trying to drive to work. We've got a busy day, a lot of news stories, a lot of stuff to get to. So I want to get to the studio, want to prepare early. And so, yeah, okay, I understand there's some rush hour traffic, no big deal. But the part of the freeway that I'm entering is, you know, you can drive about 55 miles per hour. So there's a nice stretch of freeway. Okay, so it's still pretty open. The only problem is when I merge, I need to merge pretty quickly off this on-ramp. I hate how on-ramps are like that, where you only have a couple of seconds or you die, you know? So I'm like, all right, well, I got to merge. And anybody in the right lane of the highway knows that there's an on-ramp, you know, trying to merge. So move fishy. Get out of the way. Well, I feel a car, and they're in my blind spot, but I feel a car gun it and just gun it. Now, me, I could slow down, but if I slow down, there's another car behind this person. So, literally, I could die. All right? Okay, I don't want to die. So, I speed up so I could get in front of the, and this person is fighting me. Meanwhile, I see the wall, and the wall is coming. I never understood that with streets and on-ramps. You're driving forward, but there's a wall that you're going to hit unless you merge. I just don't, it's like the lane decides if you live or die, and that lane is just not long enough for me to, you know, and my tushy to be in it. So I finally sneak up in front of her. Well, I didn't think it was a her at first. I just thought it was some car. And I pull over, and I pull in front of her, and I speed up because I don't want her to have to hit me. You know, I mean, I'm sweating. I mean, I'm just beyond myself because I barely bit it. And I look in my rearview mirror, and it's some woman. And I'm like, okay, now wait a second. Okay, now I'm not saying women drivers are bad or mean. But she had to know that I was a woman also. I mean, you guys have seen my hair. It's not like I have my hair in a bun. You know, I'm not, I mean, you could tell I'm a woman too. Was there any sisterhood? No, there was no sisterhood. No, she didn't give a damn if I died. And that is the root, okay, of the average female-female relationship. She wants me out of the animal kingdom, so more lions circle around her than me. And she tried to pick me off today on the freeway. And I am tired of it. I am tired of everybody saying, oh, women have each other's back, and women are anti-men, and women are, oh, hell no. A man would have let me in. Oh, man. Yo, the truckers. Oh, my God. The truck drivers are so awesome. They would have been like, howdy, ma'am. Why don't you slide on in here to my lane? I'm like, oh, thank you, my hero. I tell you, I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, up against mono on mono to women, but I got to tell you, you knew gosh darn well that your sister, we share mammary glands, we share the same organs, and you didn't give a heart and dude that I was about to die being hit into a wall. So if anybody says her sisterhood or that, you know, we women got each other's back and we women help lift each other up and stand by me and all the other stuff and lean on me, bull crap. And I'm tired of it. I'm really tired of it because the average woman, we're kind of alone in this, okay? Because guys are very gallant and they may be very valiant and they may be very cordial or whatever. But, you know, the brotherhood think that the women have a sisterhood and the women got each other's back. Meanwhile, you're a girl and you're like, oh, hell no. Everybody's jealous of each other. Everybody's cat scratching each other. And I just think that's, I don't know. So I don't know who this woman is, but I hope she has real bad period cramps. I'm sorry. I'm just mad. That was a bad day. All right. When we come back, I want to talk about 1 in 4 teenagers sexting. And also, millennials may be our heaviest generation yet. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you all have a safe drive into wherever you are driving to or driving back from. Pretty scary out there. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And, of course, big thanks to you all for tuning in every day. We really appreciate it. So millennials are going to be the, quote, fattest generation on record, being reported here by the Telegraph. They say millions or millennials, I'm sorry, are said to be the fattest generation with three-quarters overweight or obese by the time they approach 40. Analysis by Cancer Research UK shows that, now again, this comes from Telegraph, so this comes from the UK, that the 6 million Britons who came of age around the millennium are far more likely to have a weight problem than the baby boomers who never had it so good. Well, of course, baby boomers had to bust a move. They had to do chores. They had to work on the farm. They had to walk to school. They had to ride a bike. Research suggests 74% of millennials will be obese or overweight by the time they reach middle age, compared with a figure of 54% among the post-war generation. And the experts say these figures are horrifying, as obesity now is the second leading cause of cancer, second to smoking. So, millennials are the most overweight generation since records began. And millennials are those who were born in the 80s and 90s. So, excess weight, as we know, has been linked to 13 different types of cancer, including breast, bowel, kidney, and my guess is even more. Allison Cox, Cancer Research UK's Director of Prevention, said being overweight is our biggest cause of cancer risk after smoking, but most people don't know about the substantial risk. If more people become aware of this link, it may help spare not just millennials, but all generations from cancer. Okay, this is what's going on, people. It's the selfie and social media, okay? Millennials know how to eat well. Millennials know how to exercise. I mean, the Generation X, I think I'm Generation X. I think because I was born in I'm 25 years old. But I was born in the 70s. I think I'm Generation X. And we had school buses. We had to walk to a bus stop, but the bus stop was usually near our house. You know, a couple of the schools I went to, because I went to 12 different schools, I did walk to school, but it was, you know, less than a half a mile. It wasn't a big deal. So the millennials kind of have the same thing. They still have bus stops. They still have walking to school. You know, when I was growing up, you know, my mom would cook dinner. I didn't like her cooking, so I wouldn't eat. So maybe millennials have more food choices. But that's not why obesity is on the rise. There's a bunch of things. One is they're not smoking. In my high school, everybody smoked. I didn't like it particularly, so I didn't. But I mean, everybody was smoking. Now, no. Right? People don't smoke as much anymore. So when you're hungry, rather than, you know, smoking, you're going to go and grab something to eat. So that's one thing. Okay. And again, I'm glad we've made huge progress in smoking cessation, but kids are smoking less. Now, maybe the vaping is taking over, which is another problem in and of itself. But so that's one thing. We're smoking less. The other thing, too, is we don't think we're fat. So when I was in high school and I wanted to put on a pair of jeans, some Union Bay or Gap or Jordache, or I really couldn't afford Guess jeans. I think I only had maybe one pair of Guess jeans my whole life. I couldn't afford it, those. But if I couldn't fit into my Jordaches or whatever, I dieted. I said no to the French fries. I ate more salad, or I would skip meals. I don't know what I did. And I would go and run some more. Now, if somebody can't fit into a pair of pants, they'll buy a larger size, and they'll take a selfie. They'll go, oh, wait, I look good. I look skinny. And they'll put it on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat themselves, and they go, okay, I look fine. You know, it's funny. I forget that I'm not of my ideal weight, and I definitely could lose some pounds, big time. And I forget that because I look at all my pictures on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, okay, I don't look that bad. Well, the reason I don't look that bad is because I cut out everything. You only see me from the neck up, okay? And if my butt does end up showing up in some of these pictures, I delete it. So I'm not inundated with the idea that I need to lose weight. The other thing, too, is pants are different. Getting on a pair of jeans was one of the most, I don't know, emotionally traumatizing experiences as a child, especially when you're bloated, okay, from having a period. So now jeans are stretch. So you could buy a pair of pants that look like jeans and they're of a stretchy material. So you could almost always fit into your jeans. That's what the millennials have. So they don't have that constant reminder that they need to lose weight. That's a biggie. Okay? And then also, millennials, and again, I'm a huge fan of this generation. I really am. And I have high hopes for these guys. I mean, look at the world they live in. They live in a September 11th, you know, people shooting up schools, Obamacare type of world, right? I mean, they saw a big, huge recession completely blow their parents' life savings, and they look at the world differently. They look at college differently. They look at a job differently. They look at robots taking over their jobs. You know, they look at, the street differently. They could be walking down the street and a car could try to run them over on purpose. That's the world they live in. And so they're tough. And maybe they stress eat. Maybe they're like, you want to know what? I don't know if I'm going to live tomorrow because I'm going to be crossing the street in Manhattan and some jerk may want to run a bunch of us over or somebody may want to shoot up a mall. Yeah, I'm going to have that candy bar. Yeah, I'm going to have that yogurt. So, although I don't know why yogurt would be, you know, top on your list. For me, it'd be like, you know, I would want some prime rib and some chocolate mousse. Maybe a strawberry daiquiri. That would probably be like my favorite last meal. That'd be pretty yummy there. You know, so the millennials are dealing with a much different world than we have. You know, and they also eat faster. The millennial doesn't sit and, you know, dinner used to be a whole, you know, night long experience. You'd sit down, you'd talk. You'd start with the first course. You'd start with the second course. How many of you, and be honest, how many of you, when you go to a restaurant, you think they serve your food too slow? I do. I don't have 2 hours to sit in a restaurant. Give me my food so I can eat and go. That's what I want because I'm busy. I don't have 2 hours to wait in a restaurant. That's how a lot of millennials think. Okay? Who wants to sit around in a restaurant for 2 hours? They could be watching Netflix. There could be something online. Or if they are at a restaurant, they're online. And when you're distracted when you eat, you end up, you know, eating more. So, also, water is expensive now. Okay, when I was growing up, you drink water from the sink. Now, people drink water in water bottles. Well, we go through water bottles too quickly. That some people may say, you want to know what? I'm going to drink less water because I'm buying too many bottles. Okay, you need to drink a lot of water. You have to drink a lot of water, and we're not drinking enough. That's another reason why we're having obese issues. So, yeah, that's a problem. So millennials are becoming more overweight, but I would probably, if I had to say anything, because I think the baby boomers and the Generation X's are gaining weight because of the smoking cessation and not, using cigarettes to curb their appetites. I think with the millennials, it's social media, and we look just so damn good, when we take our pictures and our selfies, and we don't think we're overweight. Now, 1 in 4 teenagers, okay, we're going to switch gears a little bit, going younger, have received or sexed. 27.4% of teenagers. 12% of teens have forwarded a sext without the sender's consent. This study looked at 100,000 teenagers around the world. And people aren't, they're not even sexting to their boyfriend or girlfriend. They're just sending it out there. 12% of them. These are people that want to be, I don't know, porn stars. I don't know what that is. Why would you want somebody to see you naked? Well, because again, this is a different world now. Okay. People want attention. We are so attention craving that we don't mind being naked. Okay. When I grew up, I didn't want anybody to see me naked. Oh my gosh. And in fact, if you ask my husband, he doesn't want to see me naked either. And do we warn children? No. They're like, well, who cares if my boobs are out there and I try to get a job later and I can't get a job? I doesn't matter. I'll get a job somehow or I'll work from home. People just don't have that fear. If I was growing up, I would think that my career would be ruined if there was a naked picture of me. But also, look in the movies. You know, people being naked, it's like, everybody, oh my gosh, Will Ferrell always has his butt showing. I mean, you know, wow. All right, don't go away, we'll be right back. Should masturbating be recommended in schools? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY, we'll be right back.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So while the country is trying to make heads or tails as to why a child would want to shoot up a school, you are going to see the subject brought up, all right? Not so much just because of shooting, also with kids and sexting and sexual promiscuity of kids. The idea of masturbation brought up, not in the school like them doing it at school, but in terms of their health or sex ed classes. I believe back in 2009, Great Britain, the National Health Service discussed this initiative where they would encourage teenagers to have self-sessions, all right, in addition to them eating their vegetables and fruits and physical activity, including that as part of a daily routine. And I'm not sure if American and European health education classes have a consistent position, let's say, on recommending, position in terms of platform, position in terms of recommending masturbation in kids. But we had talked about this last week, where a lot of children, they may get the birds and the bees talk, but they don't get the masturbating talk. And so some children that do, they feel guilty, or they feel like they're doing something wrong. And it isn't until a friend brings up, oh, man, well, I did that today, or whatever, that they know, oh, my gosh, it's normal. I mean, we had huge issues growing up of anybody talking about the birds and the bees. My family wouldn't talk about the birds and the bees. I had to learn about it from kids. It was, and in fact, I was in the eighth grade, and my friends were talking about masturbating. And I didn't know what that was. They weren't talking about the act. I heard the word. So I was in English class in the eighth grade, and I go, what is it? And the teacher's like, what? And I go, what is, I was really naive. Again, I came from a religious family. And I go, what is masturbate? What is that? And the teacher looked at me horrified, and kids were laughing, and I started crying. And so they made me go to the school counselor, and the counselor kind of told me what it was. And I was like, I didn't even want to know that. And it was embarrassing. And see, nobody, we don't have good communication. We don't. And so what about the concept of, are some of these children so sexually repressed? Are these children, I hate to use the word children, that drives me crazy to use children and sex in the same sentence. But are some of these, but they are, they're kids. Are some of these teens, feeling guilty, feeling like they're not supposed to do certain things. It's a bad thing if you have to do that. And what if that's a release that they need? Rather than eating, rather than sexual assault, rather than, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, something like that will prevent the next school shooting. But, you know, we're in a different culture now. You know, I was talking to my husband. He's like, I just don't remember growing up kids shooting up schools. And I go, well, I'm sure there were stabbings. I'm sure there was violence. Yeah, but he said, but not to this degree. Why are these kids, you know, why in the last few decades? You know, is it because the drugs are worse? Is it because there's, you know, is it because some of these babies were in the womb when their mom did drugs? But if that's the case, and we have a different generation of kids, then we may have to teach them differently. You know, I mean, in the olden days, you know, you told your child to wait until they got married to have sex. Well, then that started to go away. And now it's like, all right, well, you know, just buy your kids condoms. Well, I mean, maybe we need to go back to some of the more old school principles. Maybe we need to, you know, glorify virginity. You know, maybe sex isn't supposed to be something that's done on a whim, and your virginity you're supposed to lose as quickly as you know how to spell it. You know, maybe we do need to go old school. Or if we aren't old school and we have a generation, or now we're in a culture where these kids are expected to have sex, maybe teach them, you know, so that there are some things you could do that are less risky. All right. Brandon here wrote, this was last week. Let me pull this up. When are young girls going to learn responsibility? Many of them dress like they're going to the club and they're only 12 years old. Young boys are at a huge disadvantage these days. Yeah, I got something to say about that. Absolutely. I see the way young girls are dressed. I don't have daughters. I have sons. Okay? And my boys, their pants are around their waist. I do not let my boys run around with their pants falling down by their butt. They are not allowed to have the underwear show. And luckily they don't. See, what you do is you buy them embarrassing underwear so then they don't want to show anybody their underwear. So that's pretty good. Okay. So that's how I handled that one. Anyway, but I see the way girls dress. And it's frightening. I don't know how parents let girls dress like that. And I agree with Brandon. Boys are at a huge disadvantage. You're 12 years old, or 13 years old, or 14 or 16. Your hormones are going crazy, and you're trying to concentrate in school, and instead, all you're seeing are shoulders, or necks, or thighs, or whatever these kids are wearing. I love the fact that my boys go to a school where it's uniformed, where they wear uniforms, and you see the school, you know, spend excess amount of time, okay, finding kids that try to mess with the dress code a little bit to make their uniform look a little sexier, and they're all over that. No, that's not happening. Not happening. And, you know, honestly, it's not really all about the clothes. You know, kids are going to be, you know, horny. That's just the way they are. But you don't need to add to that by, you know, dressing provocatively. And these girls need to be taught the same way I was taught, where it's not if you get assaulted, it's when. Okay? You know, this is the world we live in. You will be assaulted, so make yourself less a target. Okay? And defy the odds. Okay? Don't be sitting there with short skirts. Don't be in tight pants. Cover things up. Walk around with a tennis racket. Don't always have your face painted. You know, why are you trying? And it stinks that that's how, you know, we have to, you know, approach, you know, our youth. But our youth was taking a lot of things for granted. Okay? Maybe our millennials are more aware of their surroundings. Well, there could be a terrorist attack, etc. But nobody talks about rape. Nobody talks about assault to the degree that they need to. Nobody shows these kids movies and sex ed of where predators could hide. You know how helpful that would have been if I saw a movie when I was growing up on how in an arcade, somebody who looks like they're playing a video game is actually watching you? And then I would have been more aware. I can't tell you how many times I was touched in an arcade. And again, I thought it was my fault and I blew it off and I got out of the arcade. But I mean, it could have been worse. And we don't talk about this with the kids. We don't have this sort of these educational resources for them. So it takes us parents and us grandparents to say, somebody's going to do this to you or somebody's going to try to do this to you. Same thing with boys. And we should also talk to boys about them getting set up. You know, somebody may feel so guilty that they went all the way with you that they may turn around and say, you forced it. We don't have these conversations. Why? Because we're weenies. And we adults are to blame. We're big weenies. Well, we want to watch our language and we want to be politically correct and we don't want to scare the kid. You don't want to scare the kid. Okay? I mean, my grandparents had to deal with Nazis and concentration camps. Okay? I mean, kids, yeah, we need to be a little sturdier. You're not helping a kid, letting them think they're in la-la land, and then they get assaulted, okay? You're going to help the kid, preparing them what happens, and if it does happen, what you do and where you go. I mean, I was taught at an early age, if somebody's attacking you, you scream fire. No, nobody runs over when you scream rape, but you scream fire, everybody runs over. And you pee on that person, you scratch that person, you throw up on that person, and you fight dirty. Do we teach our kids that? No. No. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a gentleman who worked at the CDC got sick and has disappeared. Now we have a $10,000 reward offered to find him. The search is underway in the Atlanta area for an employee who went home sick more than a week ago and has been missing ever since. This is being reported by multiple news outlets. The family of Timothy Cunningham, 35 years old, an epidemiologist at the CDC office in Chamblee, Georgia, has offered a $10,000 reward for information about his whereabouts, according to Atlanta's Fox 5 reported. Now, his brother, Ontario Cunningham, told the station he suspects something has gone wrong because disappearing without a trace is something the family could never imagine him to do. He's a Morehouse and Harvard graduate. He said, my first mind is that something has happened, especially considering the length of time he's been gone. His brother told Fox 5, not having his phone, leaving his dog Bo alone, he just wouldn't voluntarily check out like that. Ontario said sitting in, he was in his brother's living room that day during the interview. So family members said Cunningham was recently promoted to a commander within the U.S. Health Service Corps. According to Fox 5, Cunningham reported to work February 12th, but he left early because he was feeling ill. Although he had been missing since then, his cell phone, wallet, and SUV were still at home, according to family members. So we just hope he will come home safely. None of this makes sense. He wouldn't just evaporate like this and leave his dog alone and have her mother wondering and worrying like this. He wouldn't. So Atlanta police say now they're asking for the public's help in finding the missing man. And it's interesting because this isn't just, okay, a man has gone missing. This is a man who worked for the CDC. And then on top of that, a man who went home ill. So, of course, people are thinking, oh, my gosh, he got something from the CDC. The CDC infected him with something. And no. This could just all be coincidence. Maybe he got the flu, but the SUV that he might have been driving and he went home. Did he get delirious and start wandering? But how in a city like that in Georgia, which is a pretty big city still, I think it's a suburb off of Atlanta. So scary stuff. So if you hear anything, please report it to Atlanta authorities. Okay, now we're being told that a tourist who had been infected with measles might have infected others as they went to several locations in New York City. He was an Australian tourist, and he went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art and multiple other places before seeking treatment. The New York State Department of Health sent a news release that the sightseer was visiting between February 16th and February 21st and stayed at several hotels in the greater New York area. And the visitor originally checked into a La Quinta Inn in Manhattan's Upper West Side. My guess is it still costs two something a night. It is so expensive to be in New York. I can't tell you how many times I have to stay there, and it's, you know. But La Quinta Inn is, yeah, they're nice. Anyway, he was there till February 19th, and during that time, he was a part of an Oasis Bible tour group at the Metropolitan Museum of Art the 16th to 17th. After he checked out the hotel, he stayed at a Best Western. I hope you guys never have to hear a story about me of all the places I stay. It's usually the cheap, like, places. Because it's so expensive to stay in New York. Then he went to the Comfort Inn and Suites in Orange County. So the tourists also made a trip to the Watchtower Educational Center. I mean, if you guys were vaccinated against the measles, I wouldn't be very scared about this. But remember, there was an outbreak recently. And didn't it kind of center around, was it Disneyland? A bunch of people came in and so we're always worried about mutant strains. By the way, in the year 2000, measles was declared eliminated from the United States. That's why we have such a cow about measles, because we did good. We were bragging about that. You know, measles is caused by a virus. We call it an enveloped RNA virus. It's part of the Paramyxoviridae family. And it's a virus that usually can start with a high fever, like about 105 degrees, malaise, where you're feeling tired. You could have cough. You could have runny nose. You could have conjunctivitis, where your eyes get red. Call it the three C's, cough, coryza, conjunctivitis. And you get this rash. We call it a maculopapular rash, where the rash could seem flat or it can seem bumpy. And the rash happens about 14 days after the person is exposed. And it starts from the head, then goes down to the trunk, and then it goes down to the lower extremities. And you are contagious 4 days before the rash appears to 4 days after the rash appears. But if you're immunocompromised, you may not get the rash. You may just feel bad. Some people may not be able to see that. And so it's not a fun virus. People can die. They say worldwide, they say about 89 to 90,000 people die each year from the measles. And so a lot of complications can result from this. It could cause encephalitis, where it causes an infection of the brain. One out of every 1,000 cases could do that. You could also have respiratory complications, neurological complications. There's something that we really want to avoid called subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, or SSPE. The CDC describes this. It's rare, but it's a fatal disease where it degenerates the central nervous system. You start getting behavioral, intellectual deterioration, seizures. I'm almost kind of similar to rabies a little bit. And unfortunately, that could happen years after measles, which is why we're so pro-vaccine when it comes to measles. And so you're at higher risk if you're a young kid, if you're pregnant, et cetera. And so the type of vaccine we give you is usually mixed with the mumps and the rubella, the MMR. And every child is vaccinated at age 1 and then again at 4 or 5 years old. And so, could this person possibly, have infected others? Yes, they could. So not the happiest of news. But if you've been vaccinated, you're probably going to be fine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we got more to talk about here. Really quickly, some people have been concerned about taking birth control because I think birth control could cause depression. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about teen depression and them, being at risk with guns and, suicidality, et cetera. And so one concern is, well, what about birth control pills? Are birth control pills, especially with these girls, linked to depression? Well, the latest study says they're not. Now, any one of us who has been on birth control can say, wait a second, I think I disagree. I can. But the latest study says there is no link with birth control and depression. According to CNN News, they analyzed 30 years of research, and they found no correlation. However, they didn't look at all types of birth control. They looked at the progestin-only birth control, which you'll see in Depo-Provera, the shot, or some of these progesterone-only pills. And people think that progesterone only is more the progesterone based, like mini pill. These are more mood swinging sorts of hormones. And how progesterone only methods work, they work by thickening the cervical mucus. They thicken up the lining of they thin the lining of the uterus. But when you lose your progesterone, that's when you start to shed and you bleed. If you keep your progesterone up, you won't shed and have a period, which is why some people may choose to take progesterone when they have heavy periods. I know I'm trying to do this all in a segment that's about to end soon. We'll spend a little bit more time on that. But a lot of women will use progesterone only because they need to avoid the estrogen. If they're more prone to blood clots, if they're more prone to estrogen-related maladies, then they'll want progesterone only. And some progesterone only, unfortunately, prevent your own estrogen from doing what it needs to, and you may actually not get as much lining. And it works as a very, very effective birth control. But for some women, they really need that little estrogen boost, and so we see mood disorders from that. So in this study, they say no real correlation between progesterone only and boots. All right. When we come back, Monica Lewinsky is back in the news. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Dalli.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce
reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.